listening to the Digital Strips Podcast, the first
and best
webcomics podcast on the planet, and the way you know you'll be safe from whatever goes bump in the night, so long as you have three or more friends to serve as bait, or support. I am your host, and I am dressing like a goth every day to try and entice the spirits, good or evil, to visit. I am Jason the Midnight Cartooner Sigler. With me as always, he is trying out this new method of farming that involves using a machete for all the tilling and sowing. He is Steve the Geek Shitty.
I mean, ghosts like boobs, right? Like, cleavage is the way you get the supernatural to happen, so we should be good here. I think your plan is foolproof.
I assume that's why all the creepy crawlies hung out with Elvira.
Exactly. She is the world's foremost paranormal investigator, and if that's what she wore to the office, then that's what anyone who wants to follow in her footsteps should wear. So it makes sense. Dress for the good job you want, Elvira? Not the job you have.
It's good enough for Elvira, it's good enough for Evelyn. Speaking of Evelyn, we're talking about her in Evelyn and the Occult. It is brought to us by Inks Owl Comics. And this is the story of, surprisingly enough, Evelyn. She is the she's the chosen one of this group. We have in Buffy parlance, and maybe even going, they call the group that goes with Buffy the Scoobies, which I understand because that's the group that goes with Scooby-Doo. But I'm like, okay, so can you say that Scooby is the chosen one in that group? I think you can, because he's a talking dog. Everybody else is just a human person.
Have you watched Mystery Incorporated? Have you watched Mystery Incorporated?
No.
Okay. One of the better Scooby-Doo incarnations. One of the best Scooby-Doo incarnations out there. And yes, Scooby is the chosen one, and it comes up.
Okay. Good. That solves that problem for me then, because that's what this is. Evelyn is the chosen one in some way or another, and she's got her Scooby surrounding her. And Evelyn really just wants to encounter the supernatural, which is super funny because this comic is all about the supernatural and Evelyn encountering it. And yet, like in episode like 23, she's finally like, oh, is this it? Am I having my supernatural encounter? I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, So
been the whole thing so far.
Yes, but she never knew it. The whole thing like starts very much as an occult Mr. Magoo, where she's just walking around and like bending down to pick up a penny as the ghost jumps over her head and it's stuck in a closet. Like,
okay, so when you, in your notes, when you described it as X-Files meets Mr. Magoo, that's what you meant. Okay.
Yes, that's exactly what I meant. It's, she's just wondering about, like, boy, I wish I could see a ghost. And there's like four ghosts behind her like, well, should we show up? No, she didn't buy a real Ouija board, so she's out of luck. And they're like, okay, them's the rules.
I'd forgotten about that moment. Thank you for bringing that back up. Yes, and she draws her own Ouija board and asks the ghost to come to her. And they're just like, we can't do anything. She drew her own. If she shells out the $30 for a Ouija board, maybe.
The spirit of Milton Bradley has decided that we cannot appear unless someone forks out the cash.
Ooh, you'll be visited by... Wait, was that licensed by Galoob? No, I drew on a piece of paper. See ya! So it's there's lots of aspects of this comic that I enjoyed and some I didn't, and they mix well, I think, and it makes for an enjoyable comic overall. The Scoobies, that so the, their names are Anna, Sam, and Leo. They are the three friends that Evelyn has, and they are totally in on her quest to find the supernatural. They just want to tag along. They just want to have a purpose, I guess, which is to be Evelyn's buddy. Again, just like Buffy, like that's why they all exist, is to serve the chosen one. And Leo is Evelyn's boyfriend, and I write notes. I write it in my notes, the characters of each comic as much as I can. And for Leo, especially at the time we met him, I just put Eve's boyfriend. He has gray hair. Because there's nothing special about him at that point. And there is now at the point that I'm at, and we'll get to that. But that was it. And even Anna and Sam, I didn't know their names until later on when they like referred to one another. It's like, okay, until then, they're just the three meat bags being lugged around by Evelyn to go on these adventures. And I mean, the first one they go to is a haunted house where, again, there are encounters. And again, Evelyn does not have them because, as you mentioned,
she fell in a hole. She fell in a hole. Hole so she couldn't see the ghosts.
Yes.
And I'll be honest, like, I read this far into the comic and I thought this is what the whole comic was going to be about. And I know you didn't like that thing, but I loved the idea of this, like, just sad goth girl walking around like, when will anything supernatural happen to me? And it's all just going on all around her. I'm like, this is amazing. And it's still good as it progresses from that. But it did kind of lose that little bit of charm.
Yes, it's not nearly as slapsticky now. It's it has evolved, and Evelyn's had her encounter. And so while they're in the haunted house, when she is, you know, like I said, she falls through a hole in the floor, and I love that her boyfriend, who, you know, again, he says, "I love you, babe. I love you so much." So they've said, "I love you." Like they clearly have feelings for each other. And it doesn't look like it's that far that she fell, like maybe a couple of stories or something. He doesn't say, "I'll drop down there and be with her. You guys find another way around." He says to everybody, "Let's find a way to her." And then they run around trying to find like the stairs to go down or whatever, leaving her, you know, vulnerable to whatever spirits are trying to attack her. And that's how Leo, the boyfriend, gets attacked. And he's possessed. I have not found what it is at the point I've read to. I think I was on episode 29, I think, which in terms of webtoons, which is where this comic is hosted, can be pretty deep. Like episode 29 can be like, you know, traditionally several comic stories in. And so I've not found out if Leo is like truly like possessed or he's tortured by a demon or a ghost or something, but he's got something going on from that haunted house.
Yeah. So you talk about how Leo isn't special. You're about to find out like what makes Leo special and how he and Evelyn are destined to be together. And
well, I know that Leo's grandma is the white witch or whatever. Like she's the good witch. And then Eve's grandma is evil, and that she, you know, mentions at one point, you know, my mom is such and such and she's tried to keep me away from that stuff, and I don't know my grandma, I don't know much about her, I haven't seen her since whatever. And then we meet in the story out at Leo's grandparents' farm, which I do have to quickly mention. I love how they get all the Scoobies to the farm of like Eve is like, I think I'm not gonna call her Eve because they call her that in the comic, but Evelyn, she says, I think that we should go out to your grandparents' farm. And he says, oh, yeah, I'd like to another reason to visit them. And then Anna and Sam hear about it. And I have a paraphrase, not an actual quote, but it's basically, we're going to Leo's grandparents' house so Eve can meet them for the first time. But hey, they're cool with visitors, and farms are known locations to have ghosts and demons. So we should all go.
That. You can't dive too deep on a line-by-line examination of this comic. You gotta just kind of accept some of the things. Like, yes, everyone lives in a house haunted by stuff. And, yeah, I like things. So, or the babes. Oh, I had to stop reading when Leo talked because the way he said babe was just disturbing.
I agree. It also makes me sick when any person of a couple says that to the other. It drives me insane too. So when he started doing that, I'm like, oh no, Leo's one of the bad ones. I don't care if this comic wants me to think that or not. That is now where he's at. So, but yeah, we go out to the farm for that story, which leads right from. We should mention that it does not take much time just to kind of decompress and think about things. It moves very quickly from that haunted mansion to the farm. Like they kind of talk about stuff for maybe like half an episode, and then it's like, oh yeah, we're going to the farm. Oh yeah, we're going to the farm too. Oh, let's go to the farm. And they end up at the farm and, you know, quickly find the grandparents aren't there and find many, many signs of evil things going on there. And then they find the grandparents who are, you know, like fighting to, well, they don't know it yet, but they're like fighting to keep them safe. Because there are evil things going on out there, including Eve's grandmother just hanging out, waiting for her, as the black owl witch that she is. And that story kind of plays out. That's the most substantial story, because we learn, I think, the most about the different characters. And like you said, how Leo and Evelyn are tied together in different ways than they knew before. So, yeah, we got a lot of backstory there.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of like 0 to 100 real quick on the lore dump, where it's like, okay, this is, so far everything's been like generic, supernatural. It hasn't really been tied to anything. And like, everything is about these characters and their grandmas. And Sam's here too. Sam is the worst. But, yeah, it's another comment that, like, I don't know if it was always planning to be about this, or if this kind of came into later, but it definitely, this is what it's about now. And it's kind of fun. It's interesting. And it does kind of explain a lot of why, things did happen the way they did to Evelyn. Like, we understand what's the deal with her hair. Like, that gets explained, which really kind of resolved a lot of things for me. And it was good. And I'm very interested to see, like, what is built out of this next.
Yeah. So it sounds like you stopped about the same point I did then.
I stopped around 35.
Okay, so you went a little deeper, so you may know some more things than I do, but
oh, I know everything, Jason.
I highly doubt that. That's never been the case in the entire time that our podcast friendship
is. I know everything!
We both wish, but that is not the case. So yeah, it starts as one thing and kind of becomes another. We've seen lots of comics do that. I think what it becomes is much more interesting, as usually the case with things like this. I do kind of wonder, X-Files meets Mr. Magoo, if that had carried through, if we'd still be just bumbling our way through. I think there's a winning premise in that for like a TV show. Because I think the Chosen One thing is so tried, and it's put to death, and the CW has buried it and then resurrected it and buried it again. I think one where the Chosen One has no idea and like never finds out, or never finds out until like season 4. it's just super dumb about it. And yeah, I think that's a premise to explore. But I will also mention that as hokey and silly and goofy as a lot of the human interaction is, the creatures themselves are terrifying.
Oh, they're great.
I mean, they come right out of the ring. Like, they're very scratchy, black lines and everything, and hair drooped in front of your face to say I'm evil. I get that. It's kind of, it's a trope now, and it's own thing. It does still freak me out. So I think especially the animals that are then like taken over by demons, like the horse and the turkey, those are legitimately terrifying and well drawn. Like the comic has its issues, I think, with form and the kind of the basics. There are some times when it definitely falls apart, and unfortunately one of the times is when there's the climactic battle between Lucia, the grandmother of Evelyn, and Sarah, grandmother of Leo. When they fight, it's kind of hard to tell what's going on in that fight, because there are some issues, I think, with the style and just grasping of the basics. But the drawing of the demons and the evil characters, I think, is just amazing. Like, it terrified me. Seeing that horse, when it's just like, oh, it's like is that a horse? Ugh, it's like nose is like, well, what should be its nose is like drooping because the skin is, oh, it's unsettling.
Absolutely. And that's like what really kind of pulled me in and got me going more, is the way that horror is presented. And yes, that everything else has a lot of issues hanging together. And I think the juxtaposition between the two, I don't know if it's intentional, but it works to make, it's almost as if the horror aspects, the supernatural aspects, feel more real than the quote unquote real world, because it is just better put together.
Yeah. And also, to me, it gives me that urgency of these characters, you know, if they're goofing around and they got the big circles for eyes and they're surprised or they're shocked or knocked out or whatever, super anime in some places when they're acting like that. And then this character comes up that looks like the terrible flesh hanging from its skull and blood dripping out of its mouth. I'm like, that tells me you need to get your stuff together and you need to do it now or that thing is going to eat your soul. Like, so many times, I assume that's how these characters, these demons, like, consume you, because they're always doing it head first. At one point, one threatens Leo, I think, with Evelyn, is just saying, like, oh, yeah, I can totally do this right now. And it's just, like, going to eat his head. And I'm just like, oh, no. That's not that you want to be eaten by a demon, but especially head first. That seems like a bad way to go.
Oh, I'd rather go head first, easy. Then you're dead sooner. Like, you
unless
you
it just swallows you whole.
Well, even then still, you're, like, your face is hitting the stomach acid first, and you die quicker. I don't want to be digested, my feet, and then my knees.
But it's not a human. It's a demon. Who knows if they have stomach acid? Who knows what's down there?
They have stomach.
You may run into other things it's eating.
Or brimstone. Brimstone. It's like all sulfur down there, and it slowly melts your feet. We're both going to get eaten by a demon someday. And I'm going head first, you're going foot first, and you're going to realize how much smarter I was. Right as your butt burns off in the stomach.
And as you're burning, you realize, wait, I realize he was the chosen one all along. And I cut you out with my sword. And
but I'm already dead because I went head first. And you're like, well
and there you go. Whose fault is that?
Apparently
I went in with, I lost a leg, but then I realized I was the chosen one and cut my way out. Winning premise. Could be. I also, just because I have a panel of it right in my face, I have to mention that Evelyn's dad's hair is the worst. He has the worst haircut. I feel so bad for it, because he doesn't seem to be magical in any way. Like, he's married into the family, but he's not part of it, really. So I feel like kind of the worst for him. And on top of all that, he has the worst hair. So Evelyn's dad has nothing going for him, other than maybe being a cop for farmers.
Yeah, I don't know what he was, but it was weird.
What is this random job you're describing, and why does it suck so much, and why does it take you away from your family for so long? I mean, he's clearly encountering evil demons and dark supernatural things, because he mentions it, you know, like there's something.
And we all know that demons and ghosts happen on farms.
That's
Sam said so.
It's such a weird assertion to make when he says that. I'm just like, you're just saying that because you want to go to the farm, right? Like, that's not a thing. If I Google demons and farms, I'm not going to get, like, lots of hits, right?
You might. Never know.
It's possible. That's why I'm not going to Google it. I don't want to know. But yeah, the goofy, hacky, kind of hokey parts work well with the horror and the occult. And I enjoyed it. I could definitely see some people bouncing off. Maybe even because of the art style, but just that, I don't know, another chosen one in her Scoobies story doesn't hit with them, but I think it's still a good premise if you can do it well. And I don't think it's dead just because so many people have done it. And I think this is the Mr. Magoo take is a winner, and I kind of wish it had stuck with that just to see where that goes. But I think this is also interesting, and I'm curious how they play out the lineage of the family and where that goes, and if the dad gets involved in some way. Or I kind of feel like the dad is just destined to die at this point because he's not all part of it. And we have to have a sacrifice at some point. Like, we have to have this, like, really hit home that this is serious. Like, that when Lucia said, you know, I'd rather kill you than have you be on the good side. So I'm willing to do that. You know, at some point that has to come true. Like, that has to be fulfilled. So I don't know if it would take a darker turn then, or if it'd still be Anna and Sam joking about stabbing a demon to death.
You should check out my girlfriend. She can stab a demon. Ah, I'm Sam.
I didn't get the feeling that they were boyfriend and girlfriend. I got the feeling that they were just the two friends that aren't hooked together yet, and they probably will be just because by default. I mean, they're the only ones not together, but I didn't get that they were actually together yet.
Oh, I think they're together. They had a room together at the farm.
Again, I thought that was just default. I thought that was, but it's possible. I don't know. It doesn't really matter because they're here just to be the extras. They're not ever going to be the main story, I doubt, because I don't see either of them having any occult in them. Just they're here for Evelyn and Leo now, I guess. So I'm curious to read. I don't know how many more strips episodes it is. Looks like it's 62, I think, is where it ends.
And that's just chapter one or episode one or whatever. So there will be more.
So there's a lot to read here. There's a it's webtoons, so you know your mileage may vary as far as reading those comics go. I think this one, the pacing works pretty well. It does have some fun tricks with and I've seen this in other horror comics before, but with the scrolling format, you know, you can keep scrolling and you're expecting the witch there in one panel, and in the next panel maybe it'll be, you know, a different position or a different pose, a different perspective, and instead it's just right in your face. And it's like, did not expect that. Oh, boy. It kind of unnerves you. So I think it plays some interesting tricks like that every once in a while. And I'm not usually a fan of webtoons as far as the format goes. And I think this one uses it well. And it's fine. I don't know what it would be like in a regular comic format if the panels would work as well. And the Ink Owls crew could work with that. I'm sure they could. They seem like a professional crew, but yeah, what's here is enjoyable, and I haven't even gotten to the end of it, so who knows where the adventures of Evelyn and her Scoobies go.
To another farm, I bet.
Well, the demons, it'd be so funny if that just becomes, I just jump from farm to farm. It's like, no!
Just like her dad. Her dad was the original chosen one. That's why her mom married him. Turns out he wasn't quite like, oh no, the prophecy was off by a generation. We forgot to carry the one. Okay, well, good thing we have this daughter. Let's make her hair magic and see what happens.
That was one of my favorite early moments in the comic when the mom cut off the hair while she was sleeping and then squished it in her hands and blood came out. I was like, oh, gross. Like, I assumed something was going on with the hair, but not that it was like just an actual living thing that was like waiting to kill her or whatever. Ugh. So maybe that's why the dad has a terrible haircut. Maybe he got all his hair lopped off because he was the original chosen one.
Yeah, his wife ambush baptized him in the water, and now he's got magic demon hair, and or demon eating hair.
Yes, we don't know the exact nature of the hair, just that it's
we do.
It can be.
Read three more pages, Jason. It talks about the hair.
There you go. Any comic where you can say that and actually be serious and mean it is, you know, that's something we're checking out. So go read about Evelyn and the occult and her hair and the Scoobies and more farms. That's going to do it for this episode of Digital Strips. If you have any comments about anything we talked about in this episode or suggestions for future episodes, you can find us on Twitter for now. The show is at Digital Strips. I am personally at the Jason Sigler.
And I, as a turkey demon, am at Ida Hobo.
Do not go looking for that. Also, we may pop up on other social media sites as Twitter continues to decline. We'll see about Mastodon and Hive. I'm not sure exactly where we'll end up, but if that does happen, I'll mention that here as well. But if you prefer, you can also head over to our website. We'll always have that. Well, I should say always. Until the internet goes down in burning flames, we'll have the website at digitalstrips.com. You can go there and leave a comment in the show notes. You can also reach us by email. And the email address is digitalstrips@gmail.com. And we give special thanks to Chime and Adam Tell for our music, which is from their song Hole. That's W-H-O-L-E. You can find Hole along with many other great copyright-free songs on YouTube, SoundCloud, and Spotify. If you like this show, I have great news. We do another one. It's a show featuring two guys who have never met in real life, giving each other plenty of reasons to stick to that decision. And that show is called Then You Ruined It. You can find Then You Ruined It along with Digital Strips on pretty much any podcast platform you use. If those podcast platforms allow for 5-star reviews, we really appreciate those. But until next time, for Digital Strips, I am Jason the Midnight Cartooner Sigler.
I will always be Steve the Geek Shinny.
Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you in the fourth panel, where they apparently explain the hair.
The hair eats demons. They get sucked in, and it was demon blood she was squeezing out all over her daughter's face.
So she was helping the hair to like consume or
I think she was just
digest.
I think she was just unleashing the power of the demon so that the hair would grow more. Like, that's how you see how, remember they kept talking about, oh, hey, your hair grew really long last night. Did it? I didn't notice. I'm looking for ghosts. Are there ghosts over here? I don't see them.
Oh, look, someone dropped a dollar.
Ooh.